Welcome to Capital Arguments again for the 25th of August, 2022. This is a quick show where we remember Capital Arguments columns from times gone by. I am your host, Jim Thompson. This show is exclusively sponsored by C.R. Meyer of Oshkosh, Wisconsin. C.R. Meyer can be reached at crmeyer.com, that's C-R-M-E-Y-E-R.com, or by calling them at 800-236-6650. Now for today's column. Today's column is titled Force Majeure and is from April 2022. I have been reading, writing, and executing capital project contracts for 52 years. Most have had a force majeure clause. However, I have never seen a force majeure clause executed until just a couple of years ago. Now I've seen this happen three times on three different projects. What is force majeure? A legal definition is, quote, unforeseeable circumstances that prevent someone from fulfilling a contract, end quotes. That someone can, of course, be a person or a company. Why the sudden rash of force majeure incidents? Let's look at these three without disclosing the companies or projects involved. One was due to COVID. Startup personnel were recalled to their home country when COVID broke out. One was due to last year's transportation problems. Prices rose and delivery was delayed. One was due to the Russian-Ukraine war. A supplier could no longer get subcontracted parts manufactured in Russia. Yes, we live in a more turbulent world. We also live in a more litigious world. Suppliers are concerned about being sued and, I think, see force majeure as a preemptive action on their part. Any way you look at it, force majeure seems to no longer be just words on a page. Thanks for listening to our show, and remember, for all your construction needs, call C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Now, make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.